Aaron Gurley watches his crew tap a leveling tool into wet concrete around the edge of a huge backyard hole in the ground.
Most people don't realize the amount of math that goes into building a swimming pool.
The hole has been sealed with a mix of dry sand and cement to prevent leaks. Now the crew is getting set to lay natural stone tiles around the pool's edge.
So they're just really making sure before we set this first kind of keystone capstone piece that the elevation's right, because everything else is going to follow that.
Gurley's premier pools and spas crew is building the pool for Victoria Deal, who lives in the eastern Sacramento suburb of Folsom. She's the mother of three boys, and she's excited to give them a pool to let off their energy in the sweltering summer heat.
I know there's a lot of people that have asked, you know, wow, I'm surprised that you are putting in a pool because of the drought, but I feel like for us, it's going to be great for family, but also for our backyard is now going to be really low maintenance.
Deal is hardly alone in building a pool during the drought. According to the Utah-based industry tracking firm Construction Monitor, Californians built or rebuilt well over 11,000 residential swimming pools last year, the highest since 2007. This year, the state is on track for more than 13,000. But as local water agencies tighten their restrictions to implement new state-mandated reductions, the pool industry is fighting to survive. It's one of several water-reliant industries that recently met with Governor Jerry Brown.
So that's why we want to hear from all of you and make sure that the people who are working in government listen.
Lobbyist John Norwood with the California Pool and Spa Association told the governor some local water agencies are banning the filling of pools. That's an effective moratorium on pool construction.
But that is a concern in terms of, you know, stopping economic activity.
Has that happened yet?
Yes.
Whereabouts?
Well, just recently, Milpitas, Manteca.
Norwood says the industry generates $5 billion a year for the California economy, with more than 50,000 jobs. More importantly, he says, pools use less water than lawns. A study by a local Orange County water agency says that's true, eventually. Jonathan Volsky with the Santa Margarita Water District says pools use more water when they're installed, but need less to maintain.
We went back and did the math. And we found that with a pool and the associated decking around it, a pool can actually use less water than grass. And if pool covers are used and the project is big enough, it can actually be as efficient as California-friendly plants.
Also known as drought-tolerant landscape. The study prompted Volsky's Water District to reverse its ban on filling pools. That restriction now kicks in at a more severe drought response level, when lawn watering and other outdoor water uses are prohibited altogether. Many other local water agencies have done the same, but not all.
Every increment of water use reduction that we can achieve, we have to go for. It's not a question of, you know, well, we could just let this one slide until stage four.
West Sacramento Mayor Christopher Cabaldon says the pool industry might or might not be right about long-term savings, but for his city, which faces a 28% mandated water reduction, the short-term water use would be too high.
We simply can't be budgeting for a drought in 2 years from now. We have to deal with this drought that we're facing today.
And the Bay Area city of Milpitas says its ban on new pools, which took effect last year, helped it save enough water to get a lower reduction mandate from the state.
How far do you think you're going to get today?
Water line tile?
So while industry lobbyists work to sway local water agencies, pool builders like Aaron Gurley are weaving potential water savings into their sales pitch.
People are now saying, hey, we've always wanted a swimming pool. And, wow, that's pretty cool. Putting in a swimming pool does help conserve water over lots of other landscape.
California's economic rebound is driving pool construction to heights only seen before the housing bubble burst. This time, the threat to the industry isn't recession, it's drought. At the state capitol, I'm Ben Adler.